Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Duke of Small Business. Thank you for being part of my day. My website's at smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Pam Danziger is our guest, our good friend, longtime 15-year member of our Brain Trust. We've got to celebrate that later this year, Pam. Pam is the president of Unity Marketing. UnityMarketingOnline.com is the website. She is one of the world's experts on retail, what's happening, and what you can learn from that. Go to her website, check out her books. What's the new book, Pam? Remind me.
Meet the Henrys, and that's all about the high earners that are not rich yet. So that's the next generation of affluent consumers who have more money to spend, but they're also spending it in new and different ways.
Speaking of which, I made a note when you were coming here that this retail Armageddon collapse, apocalypse, whatever people don't want to call it, this retail collapse is not just about online. It's also demographically influenced, isn't it?
Yes, most definitely, because the baby boomers, which are, the millennials are a big generation. The baby boomers really came on so strong, but now they're reaching 65, and that is when people...
We're not babies anymore, right?
...changes. Beg your pardon?
We're not babies anymore.
No, but we're still baby boomers. But at 65, and that, when we look at women shoppers, that is the segment, women over 65 is going to be the fastest growing segment in the entire marketplace.
Wow.
But behind that, if they're growing, they're going to grow like 35-36% by 2025. But behind that are women 25 to 44, which mm-hmm. is basically millennials, and mm-hmm. they're going to be the second fastest growing demographic. Mm-hmm. And that is where you really need
and
to be.
And they are digital natives. They are digital natives. And one of the things that's interesting, though, that generation is increasingly drawn to a revitalized downtown. And a revitalized downtown is the opposite of going to the malls 40 years ago. When retail moved out of downtown 40 years ago and went out in the burbs into the malls, that's kind of reversing now, isn't it?
It is.
The millennials are bringing that back, I think. What do you think?
That generation, 25 to 44, that's where they would spend their weekends at the malls. I mean, that's what they would do as teenagers for fun. And now they want something different. Mm-hmm. They've been there. They've done that. I mean, and that's part of this whole retail apocalypse and the collapse of malls, is that those people, those women, don't want to hang out there anymore. And they really are drawn to Main Street. And, they're also, this is the first social media generation. And the more people are engaged, and all kinds of statistics and studies have found this, as more people are engaged online and interacting online, they're actually feeling more disconnected from the real world and from real people. And that's the secret sauce.
It's what John Nesbitt called high tech, high touch. Almost 40 years ago, he said, the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. And that's the special sauce of small business. That's what you're saying. And small businesses have to understand that their special sauce isn't just, being able to scratch a back, not just sell them a back scratcher, but scratch their back, when to help them. But also, you have to have a certain level of technology or they will not stay with you. What do you think?
Well, that's right, because the shopping behavior or shopping purchases do start online. So you've definitely, and this is something I see all the time with specialty retailers, is that they do not have an updated, contemporary-looking website. And if a young person, a woman 30 years old, wants to click on your store and find out about what you have, and your website is old-looking, and it says, this is for my grandmother, not for me, you are out of commission.
But not only your website, because I believe that more and more websites are not as much a destination as a distribution center. More and more of these customers, when I talk about technology, I'm saying send them an email and say, hey, Joan, I know you like teal colors. I've got some new stuff in that I think you might like. And whatever it might be, I don't care what the message is. The retail, if you're going to be retail, if you're going to be a small retailer, you've got to think small the way customers want to be treated, that high touch. But they want to be touched not only physically when they come in the door, but with the technology. They want you to touch them with the tech.
That's right. I mean, you have to be working on both sides of the fence. But, you know, I also think, you know, your website needs to draw them into the store where you can interact with them personally. Mm-hmm. And that, again, is a major message in my book, Shops at Pop, is how you can create extraordinary experiences on a person-to-person, one-on-one, eye-to-eye level. But online is also a very important part of that, of the whole mix, and retailers really need to be, specialty retailers, small independents, need to be engaged both online as well as in store and really be at the top of their game.
Pam, I try to tell small business owners, regardless of the sector they're in, you don't have to win the race with Amazon or the big guys, but you do have to run in the race. What do you think? Last thoughts, quickly.
Right. I couldn't agree with you more. And you know, so many, especially retailers, are looking at Amazon as a partner, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're sleeping with the enemy.
Be careful.
Essentially.
Be careful.
Yeah, I'm very cautious about
UnityMarketingOnline.com. Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day, I promise. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.